Hello there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We are in Proverbs 15, verses 1 through 16 in the NIRV, and this is what it says. A gentle answer turns anger away, but mean words stir up anger. The tongues of wise people use knowledge well, but the mouths of foolish people pour out foolish words. The eyes of the Lord are everywhere. They watch those who are evil and those who are good. A tongue that calms is like a tree of life, but a tongue that tells lies produces a broken spirit. A foolish person turns their back on their parents' correction, but anyone who accepts correction shows understanding. The houses of those who do what is right hold great wealth, but those who do what is wrong earn only ruin. The lips of wise people spread knowledge, but the hearts of foolish people are not honest. The Lord hates the sacrifice of sinful people, but the prayers of honest people please Him. The Lord hates how sinners live, but He loves those who run after what is right. Hard training is in store for anyone who leaves the right path. A person who hates to be corrected will die. Death and the grave lie open in front of the Lord, so human hearts certainly lie open to Him. People who make fun of others don't like to be corrected, so they stay away from wise people. A happy heart makes a face look cheerful, but a sad heart produces a broken spirit. A heart that understands what is right looks for knowledge, but the mouths of foolish people feed on what is foolish. All the days of those who are crushed are filled with pain and suffering, but a cheerful heart enjoys a good time that never ends. It is better to have respect for the Lord and have little than to be rich and have trouble. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I pray for the person who's struggling today, who has had a hard time even waking up and getting out of bed, who has been tormented by frustrating thoughts or by angry, mean, demeaning thoughts that arise in their head that maybe are their own or maybe it represents someone from the past. Lord, would you just deliver them today? I trust that you're big enough to do that and that you would begin to speak hope and life and joy and peace and all those fruits of the Spirit over my friend today, that they don't have to live in the burden of those lies anymore. And Lord, I pray for energy for the day, that this maybe they feel drudgery about the day or fear or worry or they have regret over yesterday. And I pray that today they would sense that clean slate that you have created for them. Your mercies are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Today can begin with a clean slate. And so because of what you've done on the cross, we can walk in newness of life and not in oldness of our old patterns. Deliver me, Lord, from all of those things because I walk in them too. And I struggle with the past and how I treat myself in my head. So I'm not just praying for other people. I'm praying for myself. Lord, we thank you for Proverbs 15, and we do pray that today would be a day that we have a gentle answer instead of mean words. We want to turn that anger away. We don't want to stir up anger. Lord, thank you that you see everything, and I'm so grateful that you are El Roy, the God who sees. Your word says the eyes of the Lord are everywhere. They watch those who are evil and those who are good. Your eye is on us, Lord. Help us to realize that you see our situation, you see our past, you see our conundrums, you see the things that we don't ever say out loud, you see our secret fears, and yet you love us and you woo us toward you, and I'm so thankful for that. Lord, help us to be correctable and teachable and have hearts that long to follow you. We want to be bendable to you. We want our wills to conform to your will. Lord, we know that we're going to be faced with decisions that we make about our tongue today. And so, Lord, I pray today would be a day of blessing. Instead of choosing to complain or to hurt someone with what we say, would you catch us through your Holy Spirit and instead give us the power and the desire to speak words of life over people? We want to be encouragers today, and we don't want to be people who tear others down. Lord, help us to have discernment about people who we meet who are happy and those who are sad, because it says that a happy heart makes a face look cheerful, but a sad heart produces a broken spirit. Give us the radar we need today to notice people who are broken and to stop our agenda in order to pray for them in the moment. Lord, I know that would be a revolution of change, and so many people out there are hurting and broken and need encouragement. So Lord, show us those people today and help us to walk into those difficult spaces and pray for life. We worship you today. We thank you for this great salvation that you've provided. We thank you that you speak life over us, and we thank you that you see us. I pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Hey, if you're listening from somewhere other than the United States, I would so love and appreciate an email, just a quick one. You can email me at mary@marydemuth.com, and you can share where you're listening from and how you came about finding Pray Every Day. It's really encouraging for me to hear. And it also just, also I send those on to William, who is our illustrious editor, and I think it encourages him as well to know he's part of something that's spreading all over the world. So thanks in advance for doing that, and I pray that your day is not only blessed, but just that you can see and know that the Lord is with you.